Unidos en la lucha no nos moverán.
Unidos en la lucha no nos moverán.
Angry and bitter college students from Latin America came to Times Square to spread the word about abuse they experienced at McDonald's fast food restaurants under the U.S. J-1 Guest Workers Program. Stephen Boykowicz is with the GWA, the Guest Workers Alliance.
There's about a million guest workers in the United States at any given time in different visa categories. These student guest workers are part of the J-1 visa program, which was originally for cultural exchange, but has been abused by a number of major U.S. corporations. We've recently seen cases, this one with McDonald's. There have been recent ones on the Walmart supply chain, with a Hershey's chocolate company as well, where these workers come expecting a cultural exchange, pay $3,000 to $4,000 a piece to participate in the J-1 program, as did these student guest workers, and wind up in situations of extreme exploitation, making well below minimum wage after deductions, and paying far above market rates for housing that bring their paychecks often to next to zero.
Guest worker programs are founded on employers saying they are not taking jobs away from U.S. workers, but to fill a temporary seasonal need.
But what we see again and again is employers of all sorts, large and small, falsely claiming that they can't find U.S. workers for the job, often because they posted a half-inch ad in a church newsletter once, or they had a call for interviews on Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. Honestly, we've seen both of these cases over the last year. And then when they claim they can't find U.S. workers, they'll source guest workers instead, pay them far less, and keep them trapped between their debt and threats of deportation. Because this program, like all others, binds workers to a single employer.
Well, actually, I didn't have any cultural exchange. I just have to work and stay at home waiting for a call if I want more hours.
Rodriguez Janez from Chile, along with other guest workers, paid GeoVisions, a program which places workers from overseas and U.S. companies, $3,000 to be in the program. They were placed at a Pennsylvania McDonald's, forced to pay rent to the owner of the franchise to live with seven others in a room in a basement. Many did not get the 40 hours a week promised, or if they did work more than that, they were not given overtime. Along with supporters from local groups protesting around wages and conditions at fast food restaurants in New York City, the guest workers entered the Times Square McDonald's.
We came to the USA
for a cultural exchange.
For a cultural exchange.
And to work at McDonald's.
And to work at McDonald's.
Instead, we were exploited.
Instead, we were exploited.
We paid $2,000.
We paid $2,000.
To live in a basement. We were not paid overtime.
Let's go outside now.
The protest continued outside the Times Square McDonald's, during which time the corporate office said they severed connections with the Pennsylvania franchise. But guest workers say they will continue to protest. They want a meeting with McDonald's CEO Don Thompson and are demanding that McDonald's pay students all the money they are owed, including money spent to come work for the company, unpaid overtime and housing overcharges. They're demanding that McDonald's offer full-time work to U.S. workers who are struggling with too few hours, and that McDonald's reveals all the stores where it employs guest workers and signs an agreement with the National Guest Worker Alliance to guarantee basic labor standards for them, including protections from retaliation when workers organize against abuse. There are over 108,000 guest workers throughout the U.S., many at McDonald's 14,000 restaurants.